At 6 p.m., I'll call the meeting and put the Prairie Plan Commission to order. That's your clerk. Please read the roll.
Thomas Turwell.
Here.
Michael Serpy.
Here.
Wayne Kessel.
Here.
Deb Scarter's excused. Jim Banduroff.
Here.
Judy Giuliana.
Here.
Bill Stobig.
Here.
John Skalbeck.
Here.
Brock Williamson.
Here.
We have a quorum. We'll head then to item 3. Consider approval of the January 8th Plan Commission meeting as presented in written form. What's the pleasure?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 8th Plan Commission meeting as presented in written form. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Correspondence, Jean.
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. Since there are no public hearings tonight, if you wish to speak, now would be your opportunity to do so. We ask you to step to the microphone and begin by giving your name and address. Anybody wishing to speak under citizens' comments? Seeing none, we'll go ahead then to new business. Consider the request of Brad Folker, Director of Construction Facilities and Agent for Uline.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission, item A is consider the request of Brad Folker, Director of Construction and Facilities and Agent for Uline, for the approval of site and operational plans for interior building modifications and the occupancy of a 417,384 square foot building owned by Lakeview 18 Venture LLC, which is currently under construction by CenterPoint Trust for the Uline's warehousing and storage of shipping supplies for their project to be known as Uline I-3 Box Depot, located at 11559 80th Avenue in the Lakeview Corporate Park. On March 14, 2016, the Village Plan Commission had conditionally approved site and operational plans for the Lakeview 18 Venture LLC to construct a 417,384-square-foot speculative industrial building at 11559 80th Avenue in Lakeview Corporate Park. In addition, on March 21, 2016, the Village Board approved a development agreement with the property owner to complete related off-site public improvements for this project, including relocating the 80th Avenue median and road and some curb and gutter repair, moving or relocating the southern access driveway to 80th Avenue for the Arvado tenant, and relocating one 80th Avenue public streetlight and abandoning and capping unused water services at the main, as well as water service connections, and its related road repair in 80th Avenue. And this work is nearing completion, and they just had the final landscaping to be completed. At this time, the petitioner from Uline is requesting to occupy the entire building for the warehousing and storage of shipping supplies to be known as Uline I-3 Box Depot. The following interior improvements are being made with the tenant building, including a cafeteria lunchroom, two management offices, men's women's restrooms, battery charging station, data room, scrubber bay, and machine bay. In addition, they're expanding the number of dock doors and adding two compactors and generator adjacent to the building. Recognizing local needs for the shipping supply distributor, Liz and Dick Uline started Uline from their basement in 1980, beginning with the H101 carton size, which is still offered today. The Ulines grew the business fare beyond their expectations. Uline is now North America's leading distributor of shipping, package, and industrial supplies designed to meet customer needs. Product lines have expanded to include retail, safety, and material handling, industrial, and packaged materials. Uline believes that good service means offering the finest quality and the best selection of products with the quickest service in the industry. Uline's 600-plus page catalog reaches businesses nationwide, offering thousands of products with quick delivery. As long-term partners, they hope to exceed their customers' expectations, delivering every order with speed, passion, and operational excellence. With over 4,000 North American employees, Uline has distribution centers near Chicago, Minneapolis, Allentown, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Dallas, and Seattle. There are also locations in Tijuana and Monterrey, Mexico, as well as Toronto and Edmonton, Canada. Uline also operates international distribution from Pleasant Prairie and North Chicago totaling over 12,000 square feet. Uline is very strong economic development catalyst in Pleasant Prairie and Kenosha County. They currently have two corporate headquarter buildings in Pleasant Prairie, a conference center, and four distribution warehouses in Pleasant Prairie. The new facility location is proposed to operate in two shifts from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. and delivery hours are planned to be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They intend to employ a total of 70 employees at this location, 40 on first shift and 30 on second shift. There are 236 parking spaces, which include 5 handicapped accessible spaces on the site, and there are currently 95 truck parking spaces on the site and 42 dock doors. Permits were issued to the property owner to add an additional 36 dock doors. The parking provided on the site meets and exceeds the number required by the tenant. Uline intends to begin operations at this location in April-May of 2018. With that, I'd like to introduce Paul Schmitter from CenterPoint Properties to add any additional information and then introduce his new tenant.
Hello, everyone. Paul Schmitter from CenterPoint Properties. This building shell you all saw back in March of 2016. We started construction on it spring of last year. It was wet for a little while, but we got caught back up. And right now, as Gene indicated, we're to the point where it's nearly done. We've got some landscaping to do yet. But other than that, we're very excited about having Uline in another one of our buildings. They are one of our most valued tenants, to say the least. And if there's any questions that you might have with regard to how the building's going to function, how it might operate, things that's going to happen with the inside or the outside of the building, I'm going to turn that over to Brad Folkert from Uline, who can answer specifically any of the questions you might have tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Brad Folkert, Uline, 12120, Uline Drive, Pleasant Prairie. Thank you for coming in for this one agenda item tonight. Appreciate that, board members, or commission members. So we are extremely excited to continue working with CenterPoint. We have several buildings with them throughout Wisconsin and into Illinois. And so this actually will be building number 8 in Pleasant Prairie. We're at about 4.3 million square feet, so I'm going to correct Gene on that one little thing that said 12,000 square feet. It's actually, the total is almost 14 million square feet.
I thought that seemed a little low.
Yeah,
there.
Is a little low.
After
so,
I said it.
I thought I had a couple zeros.
Correct that one. Yeah.
So throughout the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, it's just about 14 million square feet now. So the company's grown and is doing extremely well. And this property, as Gene said, is the I-3 Box Depot. So what that means is it's a continuation of our relocation from Illinois to from Waukegan, the operation that we originally had down in Waukegan, up to Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie. So this will serve as sort of a sister to the building that was just completed up in Kenosha. So that you've probably all driven past already many times. So if there's any specific questions about the operation, I'd certainly be happy to answer any of those questions you might have.
Thank you. Any comments or questions, guys, gals? Good.
I think we've had past experience with Uline, and I don't have any questions.
The company continues to amaze this commission and the board, and we're glad we have them, and I'd move approval.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
Second.
The motion and a second to approve the site and operational plan, subject to determine the conditions outlined in the staff memorandum. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered.
Gene, did you have anything?
Okay. No.
A motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. I think we broke the record.